Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's your boy, Ian Lametta, recording live from the shed on this beautiful, fantastic, fabulous Wednesday, May 22nd, 2019. Thank you all for tuning in. You made it through the first two episodes. If you didn't listen to the first two episodes, it's probably better. It's just me rambling about bullshit. But I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here with me. I just smoked a fat bowl. Yes, everyone, announcement. I'm a cannabis consumer. So just letting you in on a dirty little secret. Because there's no secrets. There's no secrets here. On Head in the Shed. We just spit truth. We spit truth. We spit knowledge. We spit facts. So we're going to address a lot of things today. I totally blew the fucking call with the San Jose Sharks. I fucked that one over. I think I know everything, apparently. I'm like Kanye West. You just take over the fucking world while I'm at it. So, got a lot to get through today. I'm glad you all are here. And we are going to start the show. All right, everyone. Welcome back. Or should I say, welcome to Head in the Shed. I am your host, the one, the only, Ian Lametta. I hope you all had a fantastic day, a fantastic evening after you got off with us, if you listened. It's a good thing I'm not a gambler, like a degenerate gambler. I dabble in little fantasy football, I'll do an NCAA bracket, but that's about it. That's the extent of my gambling, because I fucking suck at making picks, between of games. The spread. When you go to like the deli, like if you live on Long Island, you know what I'm talking about. You go to a deli and you get that white strip of picks that you have to pick. You have to circle. You have to pick the spread. Yeah, in the NFL Sunday games. Yeah, I suck at those. Never win. Spend plenty of money on those. And I never have any luck. So, saying all that, I had picked, if you've been listening the past at two episodes, I picked the San Jose Sharks from the beginning of the season to go all the way and hoist the cup in June. That was my prediction, and I stuck to it. And I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, apparently, because it's over. Done. Finito. The series is over. The St. Louis Blues are moving on to the Stanley Cup Finals against the Boston Bruins. Gonna be a great series. Gonna be a great series. But man, another team just lets me down. Makes me feel like an idiot with my sports knowledge. It's a dagger. They not only lost last night, they lost 5-1 to close out the series. I mean, the Blues just dominated. They dominated every aspect of that game. The goaltending was great by St. Louis. It's phenomenal. Of course, the the puck movement. It's just been a phenomenal performance by the St. Louis Blues thus far, and you know they're going to give Boston a real run for their money. Who am I going to take going forward? I like the momentum that St. Louis is on, man. You know, I'm going to stick to the team that embarrassed me. So, I'm going to take St. Louis in this series. I think they just are running on all cylinders. I know they're facing the Bruins, a very experienced team, a veteran team. A lot of their players were members of the Stanley Cup win about, what was it, 3 years ago at this point. So they know what they're doing. At this stage of the playoffs in the championship. So, however, I think St. Louis is going to take it. I really do. And that'd be awesome to see. So, what else can we say that I embarrass myself? I embarrass myself with a lot of things regarding the playoffs. I had a lot of faith in the Portland Trailblazers. Yeah, that's gone. Who else did I have a lot of faith in? I had a lot of faith in the Celtics. I thought the Celtics were going to cruise. Boom. Nope. Sorry. They suck. Kyrie's going to be leaving. He's going to the Knicks, as we all know. Kyrie was like the only thing that kept that interesting, by the way. He was the only one. He's the only person that kept that whole series interesting. We want to see how he does. We want to see where his heart's at. And I don't think it's there. I don't think he was tuned in to the Boston Celtics all season. I think he's ready to exit, and I think he's ready for a new atmosphere because that's the kind of player he is. Kyrie Irving is very—he's worldly talented. He's one of the best point guards, if not, you could argue that he is the best point guard when at his best. He is the best point guard in the league. I know everyone would give that title to Steph, but I don't know. I just think Kyrie Irving just brings it on all levels. So. I suck at gambling. I suck at making picks. I suck at scratch offs. You know, I buy scratch offs like a crackhead. And the most I ever win is $5. I mean, thank you. I guess I got what I put in. I guess that can make me feel accomplished. So, I try to stay away from that. So, going forward, some other things making headlines today. The NFL draft is going to be held in Cleveland, Ohio in 2021. Interesting. Cleveland's blowing up, man. Cleveland is blowing up. Oh, dog, check. Oh, man. Can you all feel the energy from the Cleveland Browns? There's something about the team. There's something about it. Oh, maybe it's signing Kareem Hunt. Maybe it's signing Odell Beckham, trading for Odell Beckham Jr. Could be those two. It's pretty fascinating. Oh, and maybe you just add Sheldon Richardson to the D-line. You had yourself a fantastic pick. You got Greedy Williams in the second round. Who was their first-round pick? Cleveland? Man, I don't remember. Let me look this up because I'm interested. I'm really because Cleveland has just Cleveland's been dominating the sport headlines, just from their additions. It's been phenomenal. They've really turned into a threat. really turned into a threat. So it's pretty interesting. So I don't think they got a first round pick this year. I think Greedy Williams was their first pick, and they did a fantastic job because he could have been a first rounder. I really wanted the Jets to get him. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick commercial break. I will be back shortly. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live from the shed. It's your boy, Ian Lametta. This is Head in the Shed. You know, I'm sure some of you are wondering why is this guy's podcast called Head in the Shed? It's funny. It kind of has like a, when you first read it, it's very, very like, you know, for all of you perverted minds out there, has a very sexual presentation that, you know, obviously, head in a shed. Who wouldn't? You know, has anyone ever experienced that? I could say I've never. Since we turned this into a conversation of love, I'm sharing all my deepest secrets. No, never experienced that. But no, in case you all are wondering, this is not the premise of my. My podcast, getting dome in a shed. It's actually the size of my cranium. I have a large head, people. I have a large head. This thing's a melon. This is a serious melon I got here. You know, I have to wear snapbacks. The one size fits all. Yeah, well, it doesn't fit this fucking noggin. So I wear a snapback. It's usually on like the third to last notch on the hat because my head is so wide. You know, the great Michael Kay, ESPN, New York radio host, big Yankees guy too. He has a large noggin, and. Michael Kay had a saying that he said his mother always told him that something to do with how did it go? If she could fill his head with pennies, she'd be a millionaire. Well, you know, you'd be rich. You'd be pretty wealthy. I'd be wealthy if I could just put pennies in my dome, fill this dome with pennies. So that's that. Everyone, just in case you had any curiosity regards to the title of this podcast. It's just me with my big head in a shed, as I tell you every episode, talking about sports and talking about life. You know, throw anything at me, ladies and gentlemen. Send me messages, send me comments. Send me some ideas. We could talk about life, like I said, life, any experiences that you may be going through, whether you're full of happiness, whether you're full of grief. Come on here. We could talk it out. I can make you laugh. We can make each other laugh, and we could just build a positive vibe and a positive energy. That's what we want here. I'm head in the shed. That's what we're all about. You know? That's my mojo. So, you know, I wish I could do stuff for everyone listening. I wish I could like perform. Like I wish I was talented. You know, I like play the guitar for you. Maybe sing a song. But I'm not. I'm not musically gifted. I'm really not. I play the drums in fifth grade. Snare. I was a mean snare player. You know, I was no Tommy Lee, but I could bang the drum. I went to the beat of my own drum, you know, as they say. I'm still doing that, you know. So yeah, I took guitar back when I went to Nassau Community College. I took a class, a guitar class, so I could pass on my liberal arts degree, and it was a summer. It was the summer right before I graduated. All I needed was this credit, the credits from this class, just to get my associates, and yeah, I was terrible. I couldn't hit the right strings to twinkle twinkle little fucking star, but your boy passed. And I graduated with an associate's. Boom! Sounding like shit. In the sound booth. There was no heat coming out of that studio. It was just a heaping pile of shit. So thanks, professor. Appreciate it. Thanks for having faith in me. A D, still pass. I was rewarded. I was rewarded with a diploma because I passed. So thank you, sir. So, I wish I could play the guitar for you guys, but I can't. Can't sing. I suck at singing. Maybe we can have some guests on the show who plays the guitar. Who do I know that? I think I know. I have an idea in mind. Yeah. I have a friend. I have a buddy. His name is Anthony. He's in a band. Ernie and the Band is the name of his band. And I believe he's the drummer. He is the drummer. So maybe we can get him to call into the show and play us a jam. He's very talented, not just on the drums, but he knows how to jam, man. He knows how to slap at the bass. Slap at the bass, man. He does. That's actually who I borrowed the guitar from about 6 years ago. That was it. 6 years ago, to get my associates the guitar. That was I was jamming, man, on his guitar that he lent me. So maybe we can get him on the show. That'd be fantastic, because I need to entertain you all. I mean, I'm just a guy. I'm just a big white doofy dude in a shed, spitting knowledge, spitting facts, spitting truth. But you can only want to hear so much knowledge. Maybe you want to laugh. Maybe you want something to spice up your evening. Spice up this beautiful May evening. And right now, all I got are the gift of words to soil your earlobes. So, thanks for bearing with me. What can we get into with sport in the sports world? Maybe we could veer back in that direction a little bit. The Mets won. Pete Alonso fucking knocked in a monster home run. Monster. I mean, I think it was in the second deck. Maybe even the third deck. I don't remember. I have to watch the video again. But it was one of those hits where you never really saw the ball. You just saw the camera pointing to the second deck, and you're like, "Wow, that was it. That was gone. Holy shit!" The Mets have a serious player in Peter Alonso, and I'm excited. I'm excited, ladies and gentlemen. I believe they the Mets have the bats. I mean, they really do. They have the bats. They have the capability. It's just consistency. And I think that's the story of our lives as Met fans. As a Met fan, I can just speak for myself. I won't speak for everybody, just to be fair. It's crucial to have something to fucking watch. I mean, that's all I was asked. That's all I'm asking for with the Mets, and Peter Alonso gives it to us. We won last night 6-5, thanks to a what was it? A walk off, was it from Amad Rosario? I think had a walk off. He was safe at first and batted in a run, and they won 6-5 on a walk off. That's pretty sweet. That was a pretty sweet win. So, tonight facing the Nationals again. as we speak. Looks like it's the bottom of the first. Nationals leading 1-0. So we'll see. We'll see. Long game ahead of us. I think I checked today. Pete Alonso is fourth in the majors in home runs with 16. With three behind the leader, which, ladies and gentlemen, this kid, I mean, he is just phenomenal. I mean, he's mind-blowing how talented of a hitter, of a baseball player he is. And that person I'm referring to is Mr. Christian Yelich. When he played for the Marlins, you know, I used to tell my uncle, when we would watch the games, my uncle Jim, he's a big Met fan. We would watch the games, and I would say to this, who is this clown, Christian Yelich, like that. At the time, I said that name fucking sends me up a wall. Yelich, it's like one of those words. It's like, God, it's like fucking, it's like pus. Like I fucking hate that word. You know, it's like the King of Queen episodes when Arthur was saying pus, pus, and Carrie and Doug, Carrie couldn't believe it. Drove her nuts. Pus. Yeah, I hate Yelich. That's a name, man. I wasn't a fan of that. Yeah, there's a wasp on a light above my head. I'm watching him either fry or come down and sting me in the eye, and then I'll have to end the podcast. So, bear with me a second. We're good. We're good. I think he's frying. So, anyway, so yeah, Christian Yelich. That name's. Oof. That ain't a favorite of mine. So, but Christian Yelich has 19 home runs up until today, May 22nd. What are we, a month and a half into the season? About a month and a half. He's got almost 20 home runs. Pete Alonso's right there, ladies and gentlemen, fourth. I think Bellinger and some. I forgot the other person that was in front of him, but he's right there. And could you imagine in his first year on the Mets roster, Pete Alonso is right there in the top five of finishes the season in the top five. Hey, top three, maybe even top two. And could you imagine number one in the league with home runs? Could you see, honestly, could you see Pete Alonso banging in about 45 to 50 home runs? Could you see it? I could see it. At this rate, he's knocking them in. And if he doesn't go down to injury, why couldn't he? I don't see why not. And boy, will it be fun to watch. It'll be fun to watch because, again, people, here's my 5 seconds. You ready? We're starving in New York. We're starving for championships. We're starving for winning. Starving to win. It's all we want. It's all we want to do in New York. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take another quick break. When we come back, we will discuss some interesting topics. Whatever this head, this noggin, this egg, whatever breaks in this head, I'll spit knowledge and I'll spit truth. I'll spit straight facts to you. Like Fox News and no spin zone, even though any political party you listen to is a fucking spin zone. It's like a ride from Six Flags. Your mind is all over the place. That's why you got to keep it here. You got to keep it locked in here because we spit truth, people. That's all we do. That's all we do here on Head in the Shed. Be back momentarily, everyone. This is your boy, Ian Lametta. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back here live from the shed. Hope you liked that jam there. That was a banger from Gunna. Gunna, Gunna, Gunna. He's pretty hot right now. He's a hot hip hop artist right now. Gunna. That's a pretty That's a pretty good jam we got going on there. From Ghana. I believe that song is called One Call from Ghana. Ghana. It's a banger. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, the first song was called Doin' Time from, I tell you, she's turned out to be probably my favorite female artist, Lana Del Rey. She, oof. She's as beautiful as they come, ladies and gentlemen, and she's doing a cover of Sublime, of a Sublime song, of the Sublime song with the same title, "Doing Time." She did her own cover, and it's a awesome song, awesome cover, and you can really just get lost in Lana Del Rey's voice. She's just a phenomenal talent, phenomenal artist. So I had to share that track with you all. It's a good summer jam. I mean, hence, summertime and living's easy. Yeah, it's a great summer jam, great relaxing summer jam. So, we're not talking about summer jam like the festival in New York where, like 50 Cent, I think 50 Cent had a got into some beef, got into a brawl at Summer Jam years back. And I'm not talking about that Summer Jam. I'm talking about a nice summer jam. Jam-man. So, share, like I said, I share the songs that I'm favoriting at this moment. The songs I would love you all to hear as well, and that's why I provide it to you. So I hope you enjoy them. I hope you enjoy them. And I don't play the full songs, obviously, in my in between. I have the option, but like, you guys, I think you guys would just be cool with like a snippet, even if so. It's just in case you're not feeling those tracks. You're like, oh, thank God the guy only plays like 30 seconds of it. We really don't even want to hear this much, but I guess we have to. But you don't have to do anything. You don't even have to be here listening to me right now. But I am completely honored that you are, if you are. So thank you. So since we took during the commercial break, I don't really, I like to call it commercial break. We don't have any advertisements yet. And that's one thing, people. This app, Anchor, this sweet app that I've been coming to you live from the shed. They give me the option of and I'm sure maybe other users, people who use Anchor know this as well, but they give you the option of getting paid for advertisements on your podcast in between in between. And I since this is fresh, since this is new, since this is still a baby, this podcast, I'm not gonna do that to you all. I'm not gonna put advertisements in my podcast. Would it be cool to make a little money? Yeah, but I do this because I love it and I have a good time and I want you all to be tuned in without saying, oh, this guy wants us here to make a dime off of us so we can listen to his advertisements. No, I don't want that. Fuck that. I'm like Kid Rock giving you cheap beer so you could at my concert so you can come jam out with me and get drunk because this is America. America. And that's what we do. We get drunk and go to concerts for cheap, and that's how it should be. It's not like going to a baseball game or a football game where we have to take out a loan to get a beer and a fucking hot dog. It's ridiculous. What is it? The beers are like $10, $9.50, $10, $9.50. I think when I went to a Yankee game a couple years ago, a beer was $9.50. And they're like they're the pints, those pints, the aluminum pints. Those I'm not a fan of those because you get them and the beer's like fucking flat. I'm not a fan and I just took out a loan to pay for this beer and I'm not enjoying it and I'm pissed. It's hot, I have tit sweat, and this beer is fucking flat. I don't like it. So, kudos to Kid Rock. kudos to Kid Rock, so for giving you all cheap beer. So that's what I'm looking to do. I'm looking to give you a free, fun experience, and I want you to enjoy it. I want you to be happy. I want you to be happy being here with me, the one, the only, Ian Lametta. And I'm grateful you're here. I'm grateful you're here, if you're here. So, you know, since we came back from commercial, during commercial break, the Mets, since we were actually talking about the Mets right before the break, the Mets lost Robinson Cano for who knows how long. He went down with an injury. And that's not good. It says it was an undisclosed injury after grounding out to end the third inning. Undisclosed injury. So if they're reporting it, if I'm seeing it, if I'm seeing reports all over the place, you know, Eugene, my buddy Eugene that we heard last night, for the half hour of power, you, my buddy, my dear friend, my dear buddy, Eugene, he texted me immediately when it happened. Cano went down. Terrific. That's the most Met thing I think that could happen. Yesterday we were touching on Yoenis Cespedes, our former Poppy. His former Poppy, with his injury at his ranch. Probably doing something stupid, like playing golf or something ridiculous. Maybe doing something with a cattle prong on his ranch. I don't know. But he got injured, and now we lose Cano as well. So I hope Pete Alonso averages 2 home runs a game for the next 2 weeks. We'll be all right. You know, Conforto maybe could keep popping him out. You know, we'll see. We'll see. You know, JD Davis, you know, Jed Lowry. Let's start fucking hitting people. Let's do it. Let's step up. All right, Cano, I'm sorry. You know, you are kind of old. It's a pleasure having you here. You're very expensive. But we understand, you know, that body's breaking down like a dried out, a piece of corn, like a kernel, like just the fucking pieces are falling off. Like in October when you go to the farm and you feed the goats and you pick pumpkins with the family and there's fucking kernels everywhere. That's what I envision, Robinson Cano's body being like a fucking corn kernel. The pieces falling out, dried out. Yeah. That's his body. You know, so that was just so typical, to receive that, to read that news today, during the break. So, you know, it's imperative that the Mets hit because we have no pitching. DeGrom is not the goat this year. He's been struggling. You know, Syndergaard is up and down. It's just, man, the Mets, you just can't win with the Mets, you know. But I'm not going to sit here and talk about the Mets forever, people. Because, you know, maybe some of you listeners, if not half you listeners or all of you listeners, don't give a fuck about the Mets. So I'm going to try, and please forgive me if I talk about New York sports or the Mets too much. I'm gonna refrain from doing that often. So I'm going to end the Mets talk. I'm going to end the Mets talk right about now. So, man, I'm sweating like usual. You know, I usually bitch about how hot it is because I'm in the shed. I would love a beer right about now. You know, I really, my favorite beer, and my, it's a new love for this beer. I love Yingling, ladies and gentlemen, Yingling, you know, the beer that like nobody drinks because it's just Yingling. It's like different, you know, it's America's oldest brewery. The first brewery, the oldest brewery in America, Yingling. I think out of Philadelphia, out of Pennsylvania, I believe. I believe that's where they produce the Yingling, and it's good. It's a heavy beer. I don't know if anyone's ever drank a Yingling. It's heavy, but damn, is it refreshing on a hot summer day, summer evening. You know, you do a lot of work the first couple hours of the day, and you You bang out a big project and your body is just tired, you're hot, and there's nothing like putting your lips to an ice cold beer, a Yingling in my case. I love it. I love it. And I kind of want one right now. I can't lie, I kind of want a Yingling. I lit up a few times, but it would be nice to drink something. So I think I have some in the fridge, maybe later, or maybe not at all tonight. No, we'll see. What time is it? Okay, yeah, 9 o'clock. Okay, we'll be all right, people. We'll be all right. So, what kind of beers do you all like to drink? Do you guys like beer? Do you guys still fucks with? You still fucks with the Natty Lights, like from the college days? Are you guys like light beer drinkers? If I like a light beer, Miller Lite's the go-to for me. It's the go-to. I'm not a heavy beer drinker, but when I'm in the mood, I'm in the mood, and I can throw them back. And I think if I'm gonna throw back quite a few beers, it's gonna be Miller Lights. I'm not gonna throw back Yinglings. Those of you who know, they're pretty heavy. I need to stay away from them. When you're throwing them back, building the mountains made of cans, you don't want to throw back all those Yinglings. So, you guys like, I also like drinking lately. I've had this little binge. Not, guys, I'm not an alcoholic. Don't think I'm sitting here just throwing back the 36 racks, like, and doing a podcast. That's not what I do. I have a beer here and there. I have a drink here and there. Socially, I'm a social drinker. However, those of you that know, recently, I wasn't a, was a, it was a, I was a social drinker, but I was drinking by myself at a bar in Jacksonville because, I've spent 3 days in Jacksonville, drinking, going out, to a bar and nightlife and seeing what Jacksonville, Jack's Beach had to offer. And it was interesting. But where I'm going with this, I was drinking a lot of Moscow Mules, and I'm sure there's those of you out there that have had a Moscow Mule. It's like boom bang bow in your mouth when you sip it. Because I'm skeptical. I'll be honest. I'm skeptical. I wasn't never into the clear liquors. The vodkas, and never been a vodka drinker. But I had a Moscow. What is it? What is it? Vodka and ginger beer and who knows what the hell else is in it. I'm not good with my drink ingredients, but it's phenomenal. And I was putting them down, and by the third one, you're like, wow, I feel great. Maybe a little headache from the ginger, a little very sweet, but man, it's good. It's good. I was putting them back in the copper cup. So that was good. That was good in my 3 day lonely drinking binge in Jacksonville, Florida. Had a great time though. Great time. Great city, Jacksonville, believe it or not. I mean, just like any other city, it's got its areas where you lock all the doors, say a few prayers. There's a lot of homeless people, and not that there's anything wrong with homeless people. Love homeless people. Rough time in life, whatever you're going through. I'm here if I don't judge anybody. But there's a homeless problem. There's a lot of drugs there, a lot of junkies, but I stayed away from them, and I just headed down to the beach after I left my hotel. Just go down to the beach and hang out, have dinner, have drinks. It was a great time, great nightlife, great beachy atmosphere. Gnarly, brah, gnarly. We're gonna take a quick break, ladies and gentlemen. I will be back momentarily. We will address a few more things. And we will talk about the week ahead, because I'm sure all of you are anxious to know what the e what Head in the Shed can deliver to you going forward, so you can anticipate serenity to your earlobes, because I know that's what you thirst for, and I'm gonna give it to you, and I'm gonna give it to you raw. I hope you like it. I hope you're ready. Hope you. Sh Yeah, I'll be right back, everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live from the shed here on Head in the Shed with your boy, Ian Lametta. That was a Kanye jam right there. That was a fire-ass Kanye jam called That's My Bitch. That's a good one. That was a goodie. That was with him and Jay-Z from Watch the Throne. If you all remember that back in from 2011. That was a great album. Great album. So many hits from that album. Man, that was fun. That was fun to bump in the Honda Accord. That was a real treat from those two. I thought it was fitting because of my San Jose Sharks selection. Just made me look like I think I know it all, but I don't. Just like our pal Kanye West thinks he knows everything about life and everything because he's Kanye. And fuck all of us, and fuck the world, because he's Kanye West. If we don't like it, we could go fuck ourselves. So, I guess you could say I'm like that in some weird way. But I don't want any of you to go fuck yourselves. I want you all to be here, to listen, to have fun, to have a good time here with me on Head in the Shed. I'm honored you all are here listening. Going forward, I want to have a great show for you all going forward. Like I touched on earlier, maybe we can get my buddy Anthony in here to play a little guitar, to call in and play the guitar for us and sing, show you a little bit of what he's got. I'm going to have some guests. I'm going to have my buddy Jack on at some point. Jack and I have been talking about doing a podcast for a long time. He's another one of my dear friends that I always talk about that I have. Trust me, I'm not boasting, people. I have good people in my life, and I'm so grateful for every single one of them. And I'm happy that I'm blessed to have such amazing people in my life and such dear friends. And Jack is one of those friends who has a strong passion, who shares a strong passion for sports as I do. And we've always, our relationship has always been very close, especially with our love for sports. And him and I had talked about doing a podcast for a long time. And as I mentioned, I thought I needed all this equipment, all this stuff, this, that, and the other. But now I found this app and we can do it. And Jack and I, maybe down the road, we'll have our own project. But I'll have him on here to talk sports. He's a great guy. He's very knowledgeable. And we'll see. He's a Packers fan. He's a Green Bay Packers fan. So, I'd love to get his thoughts on the Packers, the state of the Packers, because really him and nobody ever really knows. They have the greatest quarterback on the planet, but, just seem to not live up to the hype year after year. So hopefully that atmosphere has changed and Jack will be here to talk with us about it. We'll also have our friend Eugene and I brought it up last night during the podcast, our friend Brittany. She's a big Giant fan. Brittany is, she knows more about sports, I think, than any woman. Sorry, ladies. Any woman out there, any woman I know, she could really challenge your knowledge, and, you better know your shit when you talk to Brittany, because, Brittany will bring it. She'll bring it. Category 5, Cat 5. She'll knock your fucking house down. With her sports knowledge, she'll be on, hopefully, if she agrees to talk to my lame ass in a shed about sports and life and the Giants, and I'll ask her what the fuck is going on with the Giants, because we'd all love to know. Maybe she has a stronger insight being a Giant fan, so we'll see. Maybe we'll even get my dad on here to talk about life. He's great to talk about life and how I'm not living up to his standards of life. But you know what? He's no, he's my dad's a great guy. He's a character, though. My father, he's a character. Those of you that are listening that know him, or those of you that don't, will We'll introduce you to the world of Frank Russo, my father. That should be a good listen if I ever have him on to talk about life. He likes sports too, but he loves college football. He loves Alabama. Yeah, my dad's one of those people. Loves Bama because they win. So, you know what? More power to him. It's nice to cheer for a team that wins. Hot Pops, other than my Trojans, my USC Trojans. I'm a big Trojan fan, people. I'm a big college football guy. College football, believe it or not, people, my favorite sport. Big USC guy. Bowl season, I'm like fucking salivating. I love it. Love all of it. Can't pick a fucking bowl to save my life. A couple of my buddies do the bowl picks. Yeah, that's another one I fail miserably at. But I love bowl season. I love the championship. We'll talk a lot about college football going forward as the episodes progress and as the season progresses, it gets closer to the college football season. We'll talk plenty about that. So I hope to have a good time with you all. I hope to bring you the utmost satisfaction and entertainment. I want you to come back. I want you to listen. Like I said, I want to be that voice that you just tune in and you put on and you're like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna relax and listen to Head in the Shed because that's my podcast. That is my podcast. That's our podcast, and I'm happy you all are here. And I'd be honored for you to consider this podcast to be your favorite podcast. So hopefully one day I'll be number one in your hearts. However, until then, ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna have to close the show with just a thank you for listening. And again, everyone, stay positive. Stay positive. I don't know, whatever you believe in, whatever religion, whatever belief you have, if you're an atheist, whatever, stay positive. Life is good, ladies and gentlemen, and life will keep serving you as long as you're hungry. And with that, I will tune out. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me here on Head in the Shed. Until next time, it's your boy, the one, the only, Ian Lametta. Checking out, y'all.